Brrr.
What is the story?
My family, by the way, we're all talking about the Hal episode, listening to your Hal episode and morning pages, or not morning pages, the Miracle Morning.
Yeah.
And Ruth was like telling her fella about it. And then both of them, my mum had already pre-ordered your book, but Ruth pre-ordered your book then. I would say there's a network of about 10 people that have pre-ordered that book in the last week.
Oh my God, you need to go on commission list.
We're all off to the summit. I was like, you know, you get free entrance to the summit. And they were like, the summit, what's the summit?
Like, yeah, oh, what's the summit?
Good Glow, very first Good Glow summit. Such an earworm, this. Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome back to Soul Sisters.
Hey Soul Sisters, this season is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste which delivers whitening results in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is unlike regular whitening toothpastes as it lifts deep stains beyond the enamel surface. Even better, it not only removes surface stains, but prevents future stains too.
Colgate Max White Ultra helps people to embrace their individuality so they can have the power to shine and be true to themselves. Buy it now in Dunnes and available in all other major Irish retailers, subject to availability. How are you?
I'm delighted to see you. It feels like I only just saw you.
Yes, it does. So we're recording this on Friday and we recorded the last episode on Monday. So twice in 1 week, Claire.
Twice in 1 week. And Georgie, you came to me on probably, was it Tuesday? And you were like, hearing me bits, here's what we're going to talk about. I was like, whoa. Okay, producer GC, thank you.
I know, I was very organized this week because I was off to Druids Glen for a couple of days, doing a little bit of work, a little bit of relaxing, you know, swimming pool, a steam room.
Don't say it.
Bath.
Ma, oh, come on.
Had the most amazing couple of days. Oh. And Claire, you've probably seen by now, because we're in the future right now, I announced that we're having another baby on Sunday. We are so excited. The other side of the summer, late September, early October. Please God, baby Crawford will be making its way into the world.
I am just beside myself. Like, the journey that you've been on and the journey that we've been on this podcast to have this beautiful news to share with our sisterhood is so cool.
And I remember so clearly sitting in this exact chair in this exact same spot that week when the war broke out in Ukraine and talking about everything that had happened. And I was heartbroken, devastated. It feels like a lifetime ago, mm-hmm. but we're just beyond, we just feel very, very lucky. It's really, I was so lucky to experience pregnancy myself with Pia. So this is very different, obviously, with a surrogacy journey. So like, Claire, it could be 2 o'clock before I remember some days.
Really?
So I'm just like going about my life and then I'm like, oh my God. And now obviously as time has gone on, I'm thinking about it, the baby more and more and more throughout the day. But at the start, so we did the embryo transfer on my birthday on the 23rd of January. And it was such a beautiful day. And let me tell you the funniest part of the whole experience. We thought that we were going to find out if we were pregnant or not. About 10 days later, they were doing a test. And we were expecting the news at lunchtime. So I went down for a little swim. with Trisha's transformation.
No.
Trisha Lewis. And our agency texted us when I was in the car, when I was about to get out of the car, and said, congratulations, your surrogate mother is pregnant.
Whoa.
So the first person that I spoke to, the first person who knew, was Trisha Lewis. And we jumped into the sea together on the 40-foot side. I'd never done that before.
Wow.
Dumped our heads, watched the sunrise together. And Trish was like, Jesus, you're going to have to make me the godmother. I hugged Trish before Jamie.
Oh my God, what a moment. What a moment to remember.
Yeah, I'll remember it for the rest of my life. And I was so grateful to her for it was like it was meant to be.
Yes.
Of course, you know, like, nothing is perfect in life in terms of, like, I thought I'd be sitting down finding out the news with Jamie and Pia and we'd have a family hug and I had it all mapped out. But there I was down with a friend who I hadn't seen in so long. And it was, the moment was so perfect in every way.
Great. The greatest news. What a way to start the pod.
Yeah. So how are you? How have you been?
Jeez, no, I have nothing as exciting to give you, but I was doing a coaching session with a brand new client last night. Shout out to Michelle. And Michelle was sitting there on Zoom with me and she was like, sorry, I'm distracted. And I said, all right, okay. And she's like, I can see the scaffolding behind you. Hi, Dave.
Stop.
So listen, I may as well start with a Dave update. Okay, so you set me a mission to get a selfie with Dave. I haven't quite got there yet, but I'm laying the foundations, you know, because it's just, I mean, I see selfies getting taken a lot in my job, you know, can we get a picture? But it just, every time I go to get Dave, the construction worker, and get me camera out, it just feels nuts. So unfortunately, things have gone wrong around here. Some of the windows that have been put into the building are incorrect. And some of the neighbours have had a say. And so poor old Dave is looking absolutely frazzled walking around the place.
How'd you put in a wrong window?
So the plans, for instance, the plans for the kitchen were two windows that would open. What they've actually put in is on the right-hand side, it opens. On the left-hand side, it's just like a fake window.
What?
And they offered us an extractor fan. But like all of us said, no, we don't want the extractor fan. We'd rather two windows that opened all the way out to the world.
An extractor fan for your kitchen to get rid of the smell because your windows don't open. Are you serious?
An extractor fan actually in the window, like a little circular fan.
Oh, in the window.
In the window, yeah. So as I said, like Dave was the first person I saw this morning because he came up to say, to give me the bad news. And sure, he barely got through his sentence and his phone's ringing. He's like, oh, it's the boss. Gotta go. All I can say is setbacks aplenty. Here's hoping we can get a selfie next week.
Yeah, he might. So like, that's mad though, isn't it? Like that you'd put in a fake window. Like why? Why would they bother?
Well, I guess because they just assumed we would all want extractor fans. But like, that's something out of the 80s. Like, who puts extractor fans in windows these days?
I've just never even heard of it.
Wandsworth Council does.
Oh my God. Right. I'm actually going to Google extractor fan in a window. Oh God.
Does it look ugly?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see. Poor old Dave. He's just the messenger. He is just the messenger.
God, they really made a balls of that. So what's he doing like this week?
He's speaking to the consultant and the architect and the council to see if we can all get on the same page and get the windows replaced. Like there's been lads here doing windows for weeks.
Oh my God.
You know?
They're going to be here there for our whole season.
I said to him, I was like, Dave, when are you supposed to leave? And he said the 24th. And he goes, that's not going to happen, Claire. I said, no, Dave. You're going to be here. You may as well just move in.
Oh my God, that is gas. So anything else happened to you this week?
I'm afraid not, no.
Okay. So the OG Oprah.
Oh, queen.
She wrote this article during the week that she went to the world's best spa.
Do you know, I like that for her. I'm okay with that. It's time that she should be at the best spa in the world.
Yeah. And I love when people like, you know, Goop or Oprah, like let us into their world a little bit so we can see their wellness journeys. So basically, Oprah got two new knees last year.
Oh.
So she said in her healing journey that she wants to use those knees to do incredible things.
Oh, don't you just love her?
So she started walking with purpose and adding more distance. So anyway, she took, oh, I wish I was one of Oprah's friends. She took four of her mates to Italy to this wellness retreat. They went in, they got their bloods done, they got ultrasounds.
Wow.
And then they get a program of, you know, the journey that they're going to go on over the next couple of days. So she had like cryotherapy. She had a salt scrub on a heated marble plinth, basically.
Oh.
So she had a fabulous few days. She had like chickpea soup.
Nice.
And then when she was reflecting on the week with her friends, and this is a really good thing, isn't it? To like reflect after you do something, because I think we're always on to the next thing. Mm. But if you actually stop to think about the experience that you've had, hold on a minute, what have I learned here? What would I like to take forward? So that's what Oprah did. And she shared that on her website. So she said she came away with important lessons. Number one, even with all the water I drink, it's still not enough.
Oh, no.
She learned that her lower body is strong from all the hiking, but her upper body, not so much. So that's something she's going to focus on. But the biggest lesson, this mind, body and soul we've each been gifted with deserve our loving care. Whether it's a far-flung spa or right here at home, we need to find the time and space it takes to rebuild, recharge and renew.
I'm preach.
I think for my whole life, I just was always on to the next, running through life at 100 miles an hour, but never recharged, never gave my chance. Like, how do you expect to keep going for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, if you never stop to renew your body or give yourself a chance to recharge? And I know loads of the Soul Sisters listen to this podcast when they're out doing things or walking or taking some time out for themselves, but it's definitely something to be aware of. If I'm flat to the mat all week, when am I recharging?
Exactly. So Soul Sisters, stop walking, stop running, lie down and listen to this podcast. You know?
Oh God, Claire, I don't think I've ever listened to a podcast doing nothing.
What?
No, I don't think I have, now that you say it.
I can't.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Like, what do you mean, nothing?
Like, absolutely nothing. Like, okay, sometimes I might eat dinner while I'm listening to it. But the majority of the time, if I'm listening, I'm doing nothing.
Like sitting on your couch, lying in your bed?
Shabba.
No way. You have to be in the minority there.
I realize now that you're looking at me as if I had 10 heads. So clearly I am.
I'm going to do a poll on my Instagram.
Good idea. That's a great idea. You should actually do that anyway as a prolific podcaster. What do the majority of my audience do while they're listening to my podcast? Okay.
So you go like scroll through your phone. Oh, that's a lovely podcast now. And then you put it down and then you sit down for 40 minutes and listen to it.
Yeah. I mean, I might get up, make a cuppa or, you know, spend a penny, as they used to say in the old days. But other than that, I would be like so engaged. I would be rewinding and listening or taking notes generally.
That's a real gift to yourself.
It isn't it? Oh, and actually, I'll talk about this next week, but that is one of the reasons why I think that may cause may cause me a problem in future in a relationship. Can you imagine? Shh. This is podcast time.
That's why that fella in Germany might actually be the one.
Air Force One.
Yeah.
He's the Air Force One.
How are we going to find him?
Is there any Soul Sisters in Germany?
I'd say there's a fine few fellas knocking around town now this week with Biden over that are...
Oh my God, Biden.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. My mum was only telling me his family left in the famine days.
So anyway, I would say there's a few Air Force One types knocking around South William Street. Would you say?
I'd say there probably is, you know.
So yeah. You should have been home this week.
Well, I've got a wingman in the city for me. So Goose, get in there.
Oh, so you're sending me into town to chat up fellas for you.
Well, that's what you tried to do at the 40 foot and I just wasn't ready for it. But now...
So I could be like, I am accepting candidates from my friend who wants a long distance relationship.
Exactly.
You may never even have to meet her in person.
I'll pick my best picture and I'll send it to you and you just show them.
Sure, I'm used to flyering for my book anyway, so I'll just do an extra shift for you in town.
There you go. You'd be like, here, do you fancy buying a book? There you go. And also, are you single? Because if you are, what about this one? Would you meet me, mate?
Oh, so funny.
This season of Soul Sisters is sponsored by Colgate Max White Ultra. It's a toothpaste which is clinically proven with unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days, and it's safe for your enamel. In a recent Colgate survey of 2,000 people, almost a third, lads, said a lack of confidence in their smile is holding them back.
We now have full confidence in our smiles thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. So Claire, you know that I've been very busy over the last 8 months, and I have to say I've spent so much time in coffee shops drinking grande cappuccinos that I did notice that my teeth had some stains. But I went on my 3-day journey, and you know that line where we say it lifts surface stains? It actually does. I have noticed such a huge difference in my teeth since I started using Colgate Max White Ultra.
I have noticed a difference in your teeth. I am now, you know the emoji that is like, ooh, but it's like I'm walking around like that emoji. Look at my teeth. Amazing.
It is so amazing, and it really does work. So you can pick up some Colgate Max White Ultra in Dunn's, half price until the 25th of April. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I saw this quote, do you follow the Shona Project? They do these amazing events for young girls, and I was lucky enough to be asked to speak at one of them. You'd actually be brilliant at that event, Claire. But they put up an Instagram post the other day and they said, don't be your best self, be your favorite self.
Whoa.
Such a like aha moment. I was like, oh God, like I think we go out into the world Monday to Friday and we're like our best self. And then we come home maybe at the weekend and we're just like, oh, tired, or we're renewing and recharging. But what is your favorite self? And do you connect with that person enough?
Oh, I love this question. First of all, when you said that, I was like, ha. Your best self is all about other people. But your favorite self is about you.
Yeah.
So my favorite self, well, I think actually if I may have two, ma'am, please. My one favorite self would be me in the sea. Mermaid me. And then the other favorite me would be probably me lying around in my pants listening to podcasts.
Yeah, in your pants.
In my pants, yeah.
Trying to open a window that won't open.
Exactly, with fake windows.
Fake windows.
Surrounded by fake windows.
All the noise and drama and the windows don't even open. Like, I won't be sexist, but like men.
Such an anti-climax, isn't it?
God, they do anything right.
Tell me, what's your favourite self?
So, okay, interesting, because I had one thought there where when you said that your favourite self is you're in the sea self, because I've noticed something about you, Claire, in the sea. You don't say anything when you're in the sea.
No.
Whereas I talk. Every single person that comes down those steps in Sandy Cove, I feel like I need to say something, encourage them, entertain them, have a bit of crack, whereas you just float around.
So you were like the mayor of the 40 foot the last time. Every person who came down that steps, it was like, da, 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 da. Hi, welcome. Come on in, take a drink, sit down. Yeah. I noticed that actually as I was just silently. So what I do when I get into the sea is feel. And I can't feel if I'm talking.
Mm.
So I'm like just kind of tuning out the noise and distraction, and I'm saying to my body silently, over to you. And so I do a kind of a body scan from like toes up to shoulders, where every inch of my body feels that salty water.
Yeah, see, I'm panicking.
Yes.
I think.
And you know what that is? I would say, so you're the difference between you and I, you're in your head and I'm in my body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I graduated. To begin with, I was a head swimmer and now I'm a body swimmer.
Okay, I'm going for a swim with Claire McKenna tomorrow. So I'm going to try it.
Try it.
Okay, I'll report back. My favourite self, I was going to say something to do with my book, but like joking, but I just can't think of anything to say.
Georgie, the author.
So Jamie said something to me. I don't know if I ever said this on the podcast, but I was dealing with like burnout about a year ago and just overwhelm. Mm. And Jamie looked at me one day, really, he was really sad. And he said, you don't dance around the kitchen anymore.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God, what do you mean? And he's like, do you remember like over the years you would just start sporadically dancing in the kitchen? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you don't do that anymore. And I was like, so I went to therapy because I was like,
oh my God, I need to go to therapy quick.
I was like, oh my God. But anyway, I went to therapy and I said, oh God, I need to find a way back to myself.
Oh.
I need to reconnect because, and this is the thing, I was taking life too seriously.
Mm.
And I was being so hard on myself that I wouldn't let myself connect to that side of my personality.
I was just going to say, I don't take life seriously. And the more work I've done, the less seriously I take life. And I can see that that unsettles people. And I would say that they're in the same space that I used to be in, or you used to be in, taking life too seriously. Because when you have like the weight of the world on your shoulders, there's just never time to dance in the kitchen or laugh and joke or close your laptop at 5 p.m.
Yeah, because I think as well in my recovery, like I obviously want to be well. So I try to, it's such a huge focus for me that the other things in my life probably fell apart. It fell away a little bit. Mm. So like the joy, you know, and obviously I've worked really hard to connect with joy and feel joy over the last 5 years and even become aware of joy. But I wasn't connecting with that fun part of myself. So like last night, I put up a video of myself and Pia dancing in the bathroom to Miley Cyrus Flowers. I put it on Instagram. And Jamie said afterwards, because he never would have put that up a year ago.
Wow.
And actually, it was going to be the last line in my book, but it just didn't. It didn't work out that way. But for so many months, I had planned that the last line of my book would be, and I'm happy to report that the dancing in my kitchen has returned. But, you know, that didn't happen. So don't expect it.
So don't be expecting that line because it's not in there. But the dancing has returned.
Because the last part of my book is actually about the reader and not myself.
So Selfless.
Thanks. So anyway, my favorite part of my favorite self is dancing in the kitchen.
Well, 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 that brings me nicely on to, did I give you that poster, Dancing in the Kitchen?
Yeah, it's in my kitchen.
Oh my God, it's in there. Yeah. Have you ever put it on Instagram?
No, I haven't actually.
You have to put
it's
it
always
on
in the background. But anyway, I was going to say, oh, yeah, for the Soul Sisters, maybe we could all dance in our kitchen this week.
Great idea.
And send me a video of you dancing in your kitchen.
Guess what? There's a song called Dancing in the Kitchen. Which is one of my liked songs on Spotify. So why don't I just relegate the song I was going to give you this week and give you this guy instead. It's by Lanny, L-A-N-Y. And it's called Dancing in the Kitchen.
Okay, so cool.
You know what to do, Soul Sisters.
Send us your Dancing in the Kitchen videos.
Recommends. Okay. So I want to, did you know that someone who makes candles professionally is called a chandler? So I wanted to recommend a candle from the Irish Chandler. You can get them on the irishchandler.com. And shout out to my pal Lisa. Lisa and I go swimming in the 40 foot whenever I'm home. And this candle is called Sandy Cove Sunrise. You have to get it.
Stop. Where did you get it?
The Irish Chandler.com.
Sorry. Did you just say that?
Do you listen to a word I say on this podcast? The Sandy Cove Sunrise Candle. The 40 foot is the perfect spot for a dip in the early morning water. Dive into Dublin Bay for the perfect hangover cure on a Sunday morning.
I need that in my life.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send it to you.
Do you know what? If I was like a millionaire and I had a scent for my delivery, it would be that. Yes. It's not my delivery, the delivery. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, yes, when you go into, like, in the ideal world, you go in and you light your candles and then you.
Yes.
Because that's where I found out about the baby. That's at a Sandy Cove sunrise.
Yes.
Beautiful. That's going to be my candle to connect with the baby.
Exactly. I've got shivers all over my body talking about
this. What does it smell like?
It smells like Sandy Cove sunrises.
Oh, beautiful.
Spearmint and fir balsam. Balsam? Balsam. Balm.
Nice. Beautiful. Great recommendation. Isn't that weird? Because I didn't tell you that story about the Sandy Cove sunrise.
And I didn't tell you what I was going to recommend. We are literally
Soul Sisters.
We're sucking on diesel this week, lads.
Okay, so my recommends is, so Oprah a while ago said that she was doing her morning routine and she said she has a cup of this and then she goes outside and da 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 da. And then she said, and then I open my email and I get my bowl of sake message. I was like, what is this?
What is that?
So anyway, I Googled it and it's this thing that you can sign up to, this website, and they send you a message every morning, a different message. Now, some of them are a little bit holy, let's say. They're very like centered around God. But I got one this morning and I was like, I think this would be a lovely thing. You know, if people wanted a message from the universe every day, that they could sign up to this. So the message today was, a person is the picture of the reflection of his imagination. He is as large or as small as he thinks himself.
Oh. That is my kind of quote. And there's a quote from Henry Ford that says, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Oh, so think yourself big this week. Big.
Yeah. So I'll leave a link if you want to sign up for those little daily. It's a free email subscription and you get a little quote every single day.
Hands up who couldn't spell sake.
bowl of sake, S-A-K-I. It's nice, isn't it, that one?
It's lovely. Really nice.
So what's your week looking like?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Oh, Dish is back. I've had lots of Soul Sisters actually telling me that they go out on their walks listening to Dish as well as Soul Sisters. So that's good. Nice. Nick Grimshaw and Angela Hartnett will be talking to the likes of Ruby Wax and Aisling B in the coming months. So we'll be recording those episodes next week.
Beautiful. And yeah. Did you see on my Instagram the other day that I was talking about doing the SoSu Cosmetics Ultimate Masterclass?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So the gals at SoSu Cosmetics reached out and said, will you come to our Ultimate Masterclass in Cork? Bring your talk to Cork. Loads of Soul Sisters got in touch. They're going to come along on the day. It's on May 14th in the Radisson Blue in Cork. So I'll also leave a link for that if you want to come along and find out how to not only be beautiful on the outside, but beautiful on the inside too. Glow from the inside out.
Oh, fantastic.
Anything else going on this week? Oh yeah, the book.
You'll probably see Georgie under the clock at Easton's with a couple of flyers by the book. Just buy the book, would you? Just buy the book.
Like flyering on my own. It's a joke. I'm not actually flyering.
Jamie's parked around the corner with Pia. Mummy's just doing her job. She'll be back in a second.
Well, I flyered for years as a spinny.
Oh my God, you're back to your roots. Mummy's just off paying for Christmas. Don't worry, there'll be Christmas now because Mum's just getting a few flyers on the go. All right.
So when I was a spinny, we had to flyer in traffic. It was soul destroying. Have you ever flyered in traffic?
I have never flyered in traffic, but I've tried. I've shook a bucket. I've been shaking a bucket on Grafton Street, and there was people were doing such big, huge loops to avoid me. It was horrendous.
So picture this, right? You're on the dual carriageway in Tala, going up through cars, and you have your flyer and it's 7:30 in the morning. You're absolutely freezing. Some people are really nice and they used to roll down their window, go, thanks a million. You put your hand in their car, it'd be so warm, and you just like heat up for a minute. Then you got the people who would look directly ahead, not make eye contact with you and not roll down, like as if you didn't exist. We used to get the rage, and then you'd put it underneath their wiper. Give them a thumbs up. And then get a call from Jamie. Get back to the office.
We've had a complaint from AA Roadwatch. Get off the dual carriageway.
The good old days.
The good old days.
And hey, if you want Claire to be your life coach, give us the email, Claire.
Claire@seekersandspeakers.com.
Amazing. And I'll link that in the show notes too. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have an amazing week ahead.